Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Debbie Monterey. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer issuing a statement in response to the deaths of a local mother and daughter found shot inside a burning home over the weekend.
It reads, quote, "My heart is with the families and loved ones of all lost to violence this year, especially today as we grieve the loss of a mother and her young child in their own home as they prepared for the holiday season. SLMPD homicide detectives are currently working around the clock to hold whomever did this fully accountable. If you know anything, even the smallest thing about this incident or any other homicide in our city, please tell police as soon as possible. Please help provide some justice for this beautiful family and all families in our community impacted by heinous violence." Brad Choate, KMOX News.
Police have identified the victims as 45-year-old Latasha Brown and 9-year-old Paige Buckner. St. Louis County Police say a 34-year-old rural Florissant woman died in Sunday's house fire on Parker Road. Chardae Spate's husband got out safely. She did not. The St. Louis Regional Bomb and Arson Squad is looking into the matter, which is typical when a death is involved, but police have said the fire does not appear to have been suspicious in nature. Could a data center be built on the Illinois side of the river?
Granite City Mayor Mike Parkinson is doing his research on data centers while telling KMOX, quote-unquote, middlemen on their behalf have reached out. Parkinson said his tour of the data center in Papillion, Nebraska debunked some myths for him.
Everything that we heard about noise was just completely erroneous. There was no noise whatsoever. Everything was indoors, and it was quite surprising, actually. The campus is very clean.
Parkinson emphasized there is no deal in place, but shares a preliminary projection of the kind of impact a data center could have on Granite City's economy.
In a given year, the city of Granite City on one 300-acre site, you could be looking at maybe $30 million in tax revenue.
Parkinson says public engagement programs could be announced in the first 2 months of 2026. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Missouri is losing its last NFL team. The Chiefs are relocating to Kansas in 2031. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly made the news official.
Kansas is not a flyover state. We are a touchdown state.
The team will build a new dome stadium and also relocate its team offices to Kansas. The Chiefs' departure from Missouri comes a few days after insurance giant Lockton decided to pick up and move its world headquarters with almost 2,000 employees out of Kansas City, Missouri, and to the Kansas side of the line.
I'm Michael Calhoun. What's the reaction from the losing state?
I haven't seen the details about it yet, but the way I understand it, there's some things that Kansas will have to work through with the Chiefs organization. I'm going to work with the Chiefs organization till the moving trucks back up to Arrowhead.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe, Republican, talks about the loss with our partners at Fox 2.
It has to be a good deal for Missourians. I think the deal that Kansas is putting in front of them is not a good deal for Kansas residents. It certainly would not have been a good deal for Missouri residents. And I think if you look at our package, it still stands what we said. It's a good deal for Missourians, and it was a great deal and is a great deal for the teams.
And Kansas City's mayor says they'll work to retain the Royals in a, quote, transformational downtown facility.
As the Salvation Army's Red Kettle campaign winds down for 2025, the local campaign chair is asking for volunteers to consider spending one last hour of time ringing a bell. KMOX's Amy Markscore says the region had a tough year.
With the Salvation Army of Greater St. Louis, all the money raised stays local. They also have super low overhead, so 90% of every dollar is used to serve our neighbors.
The Illinois Secretary of State's office received some questionable license plate recommendations this year.
Appreciate the creativity of Illinoisans who want customized license plates, but they must meet certain standards of good taste and decency.
Of the 55,000 vanity and personalized plate requests submitted, Secretary of State Alexei Janulius says more than 550 had to be denied. Some were hard to read, like OOQQOO. Others were inappropriate enough, we can't read them on the air. Still, Janulius says,
as always, go ahead and get creative, but please keep it clean.
That's WBBM's Haley Hansen reporting from the business desk sponsored by Krenz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com. It's been a rough year for area restaurants, even for James Beard-nominated chefs. Ben Welch, who was a James Beard semifinalist in the Best Chef Midwest category, is closing both of his restaurants in The Grove, Lucy Q and Little Lucy, after service on New Year's Eve. Both opened up this spring. In an Instagram post, Welch said the closures were due to multiple determining factors that made it impossible to keep the businesses operating. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.